I tell you what, I really got to start paying for my own Spotify. I use my sister's. She pays for it. And we can't listen at the same time because we don't live together. And I was just sitting on the balcony, enjoying music, staring at the ocean, listening on her Spotify. And then all of a sudden, cuts out because now she's listening to it on her bathroom speaker or something. I don't even know. How do they know what speaker it plays from? Technology. It's come such a long way, yet it ruins everything when you really think about it. This is Benny Legg, host of the podcast that you clicked on, you're listening to. Benny Legg with two G's. Remember, follow on Instagram at Benny Legg, two G's. Still on beach week, sitting on the balcony, San Diego, staring at the beautiful ocean. A couple of buildings in the way. I got the second best view. And sometimes that's okay because the second best view is like $600 cheaper. And I'm pretty good with the Photoshop stuff, so I could Photoshop the buildings out of these pictures. Beach week, balcony. There's no better place to record. I've realized that. Even though I wasn't going to record, I plan on listening to music. My sister ruined that. She knows I'm on vacation. She knows. She has Pandora. But no, she got to use Spotify now. And I'd be okay with it if it was to listen to this podcast. I wouldn't even be complaining. But no, she's listening to R. Kelly. Like, you start to question some things, you know? When you find out your sister likes R. Kelly. Anyway, that's a joke. That's a bit. The funny thing about that is Ignition by R. Kelly was kind of like my theme driving down here. And I wasn't proud of it, but that's a great song. The remix to Ignition, pop, you know, fresh out the, you know? Sipping on Coke and rum. You're like, so what? I'm drunk. It's the freaking weekend, baby. I'm about to have me some fun. That's a good lyric for a vacation. It's not my fault that R. Kelly's a scumbag. The song was good. I don't feel good about the fact that R. Kelly made it, but sometimes you just stumble into a vacation song. And this time it happened to be written and performed by a gross human being. Timing. Today it is 9:50 a.m. on the balcony, Wednesday, and did the open mic last night. It was fun. Got a little nervous at the beginning of it, but you got 3 minutes and kind of stumbled for the first minute looking for something. Then I just did a bunch of weed jokes. I got some laughs. But I wish I could have done better. I wish I was a little bit more prepared. And you think I would have been more prepared because I don't really have anything else to prepare for. But I thought I was there, like where I could just show up and do it. And I'm not there yet, but remember, it's only the beginning right now. What else is going through this mind? I'm debating going to spring training baseball game next week, the one of the Padres, but I'm not sure if it's going to be like the old spring training days where you can kind of like hang out with people. Because of COVID, like I don't know if I want to go, but I'm debating it next week. See a Padres spring training game. They are my new favorite baseball team, if you've been keeping up. Check out the old podcast episodes on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and Anchor. Just search "I Quit Gambling So I Started a Podcast." But today I am thinking of what I could do today, what I could do on this vacation that is a little different. And I think what I'm going to do, this is the idea right now, and who knows, it could change in 30 minutes with me. You never know. But the idea slash idea, idea, idea. clearly, look at this, an audience, standing ovation. There is a black, I don't even know what it is, but, yep, you hear him? I wonder if he's trying to get laid. Hey, your black bird on that pole that the construct, there he goes, flying away. See, every time I try to talk to somebody, they just go away. Imagine if humans had wings. Back to what my plan is today. I think after I'm recording this, done recording it, I'm going to put it out, and then I'm just going to leave the phone in the hotel room, and I'm just going to go to the beach. I'm going to go to get something to eat without a phone, and just I'll bring in a couple index cards and write some, you know, reflections slash jokes or whatever, I guess. Get a ball in this mind with no technology. You know, there's two people walking by. Looks like a happy couple. After 2020, they all look like happy couples. You know, you get stuck inside with anybody for a year, you're going to reevaluate things. But I'm going to disconnect for a little bit. And I know this is a thing people do. It's probably not a big deal. I'm going to try it. And it's only like a 10-minute walk I'm taking. It's not like I'm going to take like a 2-hour walk. We'll see how it plays out. I don't know. Regardless, I'm sure it's going to come into some kind of story. Technology. It ruins everything. And I'll end it with a story. By the way, still not gambling. This is an I Quit Gambling podcast. The gambling stories will be coming. Just want more listeners for that. And until then, you're just going to get real stories and seagulls prone in the background because I'm on a balcony in San Diego enjoying life. But technology, back to technology. My whole life till I was probably maybe like 22 years old, I had a brick cell phone, the like original brick cell phone, where the only fun thing you could do on it was play the game Snake. And finally, when I was 22, I got a new cell phone where you could take pictures with it. And me and my buddies, guys being guys, it's a thing. Sometimes you send each other pictures of your junk. Just, you know, because that's your guys being guys. Okay, it's things guys have done in the past. You're not even, like, allowed to say anything about it now because it's, you know, everything is, what? You did what? You did. Anyway, I know it's not normal, but it's weird. It's where I come from. It's the idiot guys I grew up with. We thought it was funny to randomly send you a picture. And I couldn't do that until I was 22 years old. So I got so excited. I finally got the flip phone. And the first shower I ever took, I got out of there. And I look in the mirror, and I pull that flip phone out. Like, I flip it. You know, it's so cool, flip phones. You do that, and I took the picture, and I sent it to all my friends. But the thing is, I'm an idiot moron. So I included my face in it. And I still have the picture till this day, because for some reason, my buddy doesn't delete these things. That's a him thing. I don't know. But I sent a picture with my face, and it got all around. My buddy saw it. God knows who else saw it. And, yeah, that whole time I had a brick phone. I couldn't send a picture. I couldn't do anything stupid. Finally get the technology to do it, and I'm an idiot. I still think to this day, I just wish I kept the brick phone forever because I just would have saved so much money on gambling apps on my phone. Like, if I just had that brick phone during fantasy sports days with DraftKings and putting lineup after lineup and then staring at the phone, technology made that advancement. So if that advancement didn't exist, would I have ever really become a gambling addict? You know, technology, it ruins everything. Reflection makes everything better, especially at the beach. Oh, I'm so glad my sister cut in on the Spotify. You can follow me on Twitter, at Benny Lake Wins, 2 G's. Follow the podcast, at Benny Lake Laughs. I hope you guys are enjoying Beach Week as much as I am. It's hard to be humble when you're great as I am. And even when your bank account's overdrafted $2,400, believe me, that's a thing that happened. Cleveland Browns versus the New York Jets. Still hard to be humble. Yeah, I'm going to maybe I'll put it out. I don't know yet. Maybe I'll just release it, want to put it on Instagram. I don't know. But it is 9:58 a.m. And I'm going to get in the shower. And I'm just going to go for a walk on the beach and get something to eat. No phone. Won't be able to play chess. I love playing chess on my phone. The only benefit of technology is now you can play chess on your phone. Other than that, technology ruins everything. Well, okay. It does give me the ability to record this greatness. So, thanks to technology. I'd like to thank that black bird for coming on the show today. I'd like to thank the two people that walked by, gave me the look. I'm like, is that guy talking to himself or is he... I'm like, I'm not talking to myself. I'm just being great. That's what I was thinking. I didn't scream it. Thank you for listening. Beach Week. I will, who knows when I'll be back on the, I'll probably get out of the shower and record another podcast. Anyway, thank you for listening.